Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Local authorities crafting letter of interest for proposed state shooting complex. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Authorities in Gillette and Campbell County are actively advocating for Campbell County to be designated as the chosen location for a proposed state shooting complex. Gillette News Record reported in a collaborative effort on Monday, county commissioners convened with representatives from the city of Gillette, Camplex, Energy Capital Economic Development, local legislators, and other stakeholders to formulate a strategy for the submission of a crucial letter of intent to the state by March 1st. The required letter of interest must comprehensively cover details concerning land, utilities, access, dining, and lodging facilities, as well as economic development plans. Furthermore, communities are encouraged to provide input on their recommendations for the operational management of the proposed shooting complex. The entities have agreed to gather the required information and reconvene in a couple of weeks to finalize the letter of intent. The involvement extends beyond local governments, as Jim Engel, a local real estate agent, has engaged with private sector individuals expressing interest in investing should Gillette be chosen. While including letters of support from interested parties is beneficial, Commission Chairman Del Shellstead emphasized the need to have a contingency plan for advancing the project without relying on private funding. In the 2023 legislative session, a bill was passed forming a task force to explore the creation of a state shooting complex. This group is responsible for selecting a suitable location and providing recommendations for the complex's development and administrative structure. The act created the state shooting complex account and transferred up to $10 million to the account to be expended only through additional action of the legislature from the site and to build the facility. The task force has suggested a minimum of 800 acres for a shooting complex site, and there will be a preference given to sites that have 2,500 acres or more. Cody and Natrona County both have expressed interest in hosting the facility. Sweetwater County had previously been interested, but in December decided to pull out. Lummis slams EPA regulations that threaten jobs in Wyoming and the West. On Wednesday, Senate Western Caucus Chair Cynthia Lummis released the following statement after the Environmental Protection Agency announced it will narrow its final particulate matter national ambient air quality standard from 12 to 9 micrograms per cubic meter, which she says is an unattainable standard for many areas across the country. This new standard could be devastating to many industries throughout the West. According to the press release, Lummis said, "This administration has proven time and time again that it will stop at nothing to pander to climate change activists, even at the expense of Wyoming and Western workers. The Biden administration's new and unattainable air quality standard will limit development across the country, threaten millions of jobs, and sideline the U.S. economy at a time when our national debt has already reached alarming heights. I'm very disappointed the EPA has rushed to move forward with this unrealistic standard and encourage this administration to scale back this unfair attack on American industry." In September 2023, Senator Lummis joined U.S. Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, ranking member of the Environment and Public Works Committee, and 21 of her colleagues to urge the EPA to rescind its proposed MP2.5 National Ambient Air Quality Standard. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.